Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Patrick DePeters on the line. He's co-founder and CEO over at Palabi. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Patrick. So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we'll talk about, you know, your role as a mission-driven venture in the pet food sector with Palabi. So excited to get into that. And just to get us kicked off, let's start with our signature question. So, Patrick, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Patrick, what mission matters to you?
Well, thanks for that great question. I think, you know, what we're building at Palabi is, really kind of a mission that matters not just to me and, but also to many others out there that have pets. And so for us, it's about, you know, making sure we care for our pets as best as possible so that they can live with us and be with us and have the quality of livelihood that they deserve, for as long as possible. And the reason why, we came up with this mission is because it turns out that most dogs and most cats are actually not healthy. Almost 2/3 of dogs and cats in the U.S. Alone are actually obese, clinically obese or overweight. And that statistic is really upsetting because it actually impacts the lifespan of both dogs and cats quite significantly. Whereas a healthy weight pet can live basically 2.5 years longer than an obese or overweight pet. And, you know, this is a big deal because it's something that we can fix. And it turns out it's also something that the existing pet food brands could fix, and, but really haven't fixed. And it's been, 30, 40 years now that they've been kind of running the pet food industry without really kind of taking a dent, basically fixing this issue that has been somewhat created by the kind of the bulk kibble legacy that most people now feed their pets. So something we're really excited to build, and we're dedicated to this this mission of making pets healthier and pet parents happier.
That's awesome. Great. And I love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and business owners on the line. So let's get into your background a little bit, because I think it's really interesting. So as I kind of was reading up on you, like, you're obviously in the pet food sector and you're doing well there. But I mean, you've gone from like M&A investment banking, being a CFO, film finance. I mean, you have quite a background. Tell us a little bit more about how you got here.
Sure. Yeah, so, I came out of college and it was kind of an interesting time. I graduated college in 2010. So that was a couple years after the Great Recession. But nevertheless, I was kind of on the Wall Street path since my first year in college. And it just seemed to be a good opportunity to kind of learn the ropes of kind of business and learn how things kind of work and kind of cut your teeth in terms of some key skills. And so I made it to Wall Street and, I did that for a little over 4 years, both in New York City and also in London, for a major, Japanese investment bank. And, it was an amazing experience, but I knew pretty early on it wasn't what I wanted to do for a career, because I had an itch to be an entrepreneur. My parents were entrepreneurs, my grandparents were entrepreneurs, most of the folks I look up to and really the parents that I sort of grew up around were also entrepreneurs. So I was very comfortable with the concept, and I was overall looking for what that opportunity could be. Excuse me, could be. And I was off in London for this bank, and I got an opportunity basically to join someone that I had went to high school with, who was starting a film finance business over in LA. And that business was a couple months old, and he was kind of looking to both raise money and kind of build out that business, and needed a CFO. So I basically packed up my things, put in my 2 weeks notice, and I moved to LA to be the first CFO of a film finance business called Bondit, now known as Bondit Media Capital. And it was just an incredible journey where we built that company from a tiny little operation and basically a garage to a now being a, you know, a subsidiary of a public company. We sold it to a public company a couple of years ago. And so the journey of building that from something, from nothing rather, to something significant and as a market leader was really, really incredible. And I learned an awful lot along the way about, you know, running businesses, being part of a partnership, that, you know, scaling, scaling startups from nothing to something more significant. And so I was just really, excited by that kind of early journey. And after we sold it to a public company, I was kind of itching to get back in the early days of starting something new. And so I left and was kind of working with the idea that became Palabee with my co-founder, Brandon. And I decided really that, you know, it's super interesting and worthwhile to take on a problem as important as pet health, despite the fact that I didn't really have any experience in CPG or direct consumer or even pet food or pet sector at all. And so it was kind of a, what I like to call a severe left turn for me, but it was, I could do it because of those experiences I'd had previously as a startup operator and also in banking, where you kind of get up to speed very fast on new things and you just sort of figure it out as you go. And so that's why I decided to kind of take that leap and, you know, start my, what is now my third or fourth venture.
So what are some of the important takeaways you've learned from this part of the journey of like running Palabee and entering a new industry? Like, what are some things that you learn?
Yeah. So I think, you know, one thing that's critical, and I think I did know this more or less from the beginning, but I would emphasize it for others, is that when you enter a new industry, the first phase of your entrance should be all about learning. So it's about finding the experts. In our case, that was pet food scientists. So it's those, you know, literally people with PhDs that are making pet food at big and small companies, pet food nutritionists that are out there and advising pet food companies, advising, you know, customers and others, people in the pet retail industry. And then you want to, you know, basically speak to and almost pressure test the idea that we had for Palabee with others that maybe aren't even in the pet industry, but have some significant experience in terms of like e-com and direct to consumer, because there has been a lot to learn there as well. So I think, for me, it's, you know, emphasizing that learning, experience at the beginning. I think there actually is an advantage of coming into an industry without being the expert, because you can be so much more open-minded about what's possible. And that's one reason why Palabee, you know, happens to be the only one that's doing exactly what we're doing, because it's novel and it's different. And I think that's a special thing for entrepreneurs to have. But yeah, I think it's all about just being kind of open-minded about the original idea and how it might evolve based on the feedback you get from the experts. And more importantly, the feedback you get from the customers. That's always the most important thing in startup world, is getting that early feedback and iterating and being flexible about, you know, your vision and the business plan and all the various things that come together. So long as the North Star is consistent, I think the market will help you get to kind of the ultimate product set that makes the most sense for what people need.
That's awesome. So what's next for you? Like, Patrick, what's next for you? What's next for Palabee? I mean, what are the plans going forward?
Yeah, so I think, you know, Palabee is going to double down on the technology side going forward. I think, you know, we have always considered ourselves a pet nutrition company first and a technology company second. And that, I think, remains true. But the opportunity for us to basically build out a technology platform that will be delivering a service of support for people, regardless of the food they feed, is going to be part of, you know, what we build going forward. So in addition to the food element, it's going to be about being supported by vets and nutritionists and different types of wearable technologies that will enable the pet parent to be really informed about how well their pet is doing, and feel like the pet food company that's serving them food and then ultimately delivering them different types of advice, that they actually care and they're connected to the pet health outcomes, and they're, you know, with them along the journey of pet care. And that we think is something that's really exciting, and we're really looking forward to what we're going to be able to develop in these coming months.
Fantastic. Well, Patrick, I for one am excited to watch you on this journey and to watch Palavi become even more of a success than it already is, and to watch it grow and to see you hold your weight with all these, let's just say, with some of the incumbent pet food brands that aren't doing what you're doing. Of course, they're definitely not. What you're doing is unique, different. And I definitely want all of my listeners that are pet parents and otherwise, or have pets in the family, extended pet family. We want everybody to be introduced to this, right? So how do people learn more about the product, connect with the brand? Like, tell us a little bit more about that side of things.
Sure. Yeah. I think the first place to start would be finding us on socials. So we're at Palavi Pet on Instagram and also on Facebook. So we would welcome those in the audience to kind of follow us and join our story and check out our brand, and feel free to, you know, message us directly to ask any questions at all. And, you know, our website is another great resource to check things out. And we're at www.palavi.com, and Palavi is P-A-L-L-A-B-Y. And again, you can send us a note through the website as well, and we'll be happy to get back to anyone who has any questions at all.
Fantastic. Well, Patrick, really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing more about your background and what led you to Palavi. And now, of course, all the great work that you're doing with Palavi to really help pets with their nutrition and just wellness overall. So I think it's awesome. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, especially if you're a pet parent out there, I want you to go check out Palavi. Like, definitely check it out and see what they're doing. I think it's really unique and just really interesting, and they're doing great work. And Patrick, thanks again for coming on the show. Seriously, it's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Thanks so much, Adam.